You're listening to Vectis Radio. It's the Tea Time Show. I'm Kevin, with you every Wednesday from 4 till 6. And as promised, it's that part of the show where I have a special guest wandering in off the streets. And my guest today is Dinah Bowman. Hi, Dinah.
Hi, Kevin.
Hiya. Well, this is a bit special, isn't it? Because we've got to explain to everyone that I'm in charge, Dinah, briefly. I know it's briefly, but Dinah is directing a play, What I Am In. It's called Bad Blood, and it's on at Trinity Theatre in a couple of weeks' time. And I should say that we chose the track deliberately. It's called Before I Fall to Pieces. Because it's a really gripping thriller. But we'll talk about that later. But Dinah, thanks very much for coming in to chat to us. You have had an amazing career in the theatre, which is why I wanted to chat to you. So can you tell us something about that, about where it all began? Because it goes back to the 1950s, I think, doesn't it?
Yeah, about 1957, I arrived in Mombasa, Kenya, with my parents. They were both avid Amdrammers, and that's how I started. Yeah. Learning everything about theatre, painting, dusting, sweeping, prompting, everything, costumes. And I also got into productions myself there and in Nairobi.
So what was the connection then with Kenya? Is that, was it something to do with just work? Your mum and dad worked?
Well, my father went out there.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
In the education department.
Oh, okay.
So he was a principal of a teacher training college.
Fine, yeah. So they got you involved because they were already involved, and it was just natural for you to do it, I suppose.
And I got the bug.
Yeah, you still got it, haven't
I've
you?
I've still got it, very much so.
Okay, what was next then after Kenya?
Well, eventually I left Kenya, but when I came back to this country, I settled briefly in Hungerford and produced a couple of plays there. Our Town by Thornton Wilder.
Oh, yeah.
On Monday Next. And eventually, after one or two other stops, drifted over to Cowes.
Okay. But you've talked about the sort of backstage and the producing, but you also acted quite a lot, haven't you? Yeah.
I have. I acted over in Kenya. I started there, chorus line, and got to sort of principal boy and things, and then drama. And and then, of course, most of it has been over on the island.
Yeah, okay. So specifically at Trinity Theatre in Cowes?
All at Trinity.
Always?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Okay. So can you give us a flavour of some of your acting parts? Because there'll be loads of people listening who've probably seen you on stage, probably haven't realised it's you. And then if you mention a few plays, maybe it'll ring bells.
I've done so many. I've been in so many things.
Yeah.
But my biggest love is directing.
Yeah.
I mean, my parts that I've had, I've been a nun, I've been a bad fairy, I've been a paralysed old woman in Black Widow. I got a Best Supporting Actress for that one.
Oh, wow.
That was a fantastic play.
Yeah.
I've been in Santa Claus the Panto, which was a special one. I was a bad fairy in that.
That was a bit of a legend, that one, wasn't it? Because you were a bad fairy, what, dressed as a goth, I seem to recall.
I was a goth, yes.
That is a sight to behold, that was.
Yes.
And I seem to remember you came marching in from the back of the auditorium, didn't you? Frightening everybody to
death. That's right. It was all serene and lovely, lovely music playing. And I came in and screamed at everybody, made everybody jump.
Including me, I remember.
And told everybody off. which, as a bad fairy, actually eventually worked, because I was told that during one performance after the interval, one family of children actually left because they were frightened. Now, should I be pleased or should I not? But that's what bad fairies do.
Yeah. Right. So, yeah, so you've had lots and lots of highlights. But why is it, what is it about the directing that you love? I mean, I presume it's something about you know, finding a play that you love and then bringing it to life. But can you explain it to somebody who's maybe not involved in theatre, what the buzz is about it?
Yes, at the end of it, hopefully, it is something you're very proud of, something you have achieved, and your thoughts and things you've managed to transfer to the actors, and they have produced it, and you can say, wow,
yeah,
I did that.
Yeah.
But I must counter that by there is an awful lot of hard work that is not glorified on the other side of directing.
I know. Can you explain what sort of things
that
is? Well,
you have to decide what you want about advertising. You want to get the set you want, the furniture you want, the age and design of the set, what you're going to, how you're going to have it, who's going to make your costumes, if they need making, who's going to be backstage for you, who's going to be prompt. Is
loads. Yeah, but you clearly love it because of the rewards it brings.
The other side outweighs it.
Yeah.
Yes.
But when you, just leaving theatre behind for a second, but promise only for a second, because I know you love it so much, but what else has been in your life apart from theatre? Because you, we call it amateur, which is a bit of an insult, because it's unpaid professionals, really, isn't it? But what sort of other things have you done? You worked for a living? Can you explain a little bit more about you?
I've worked as a secretary and latterly as a property manager for, well, all my life I've worked.
Yeah.
I've done all sorts of things. I'm also vice president of Second Cow St Mary's Sea Scouts. I've been on the chairman and on the committee there for 22, 23 years.
Wow.
A big part of my life now is looking after my 16-month-old granddaughter, twins.
Oh, lovely.
That's the highlight of my life, apart from the theatre.
Of course. And do you ever feel like maybe the next play is going to be the last one, or are you always thinking ahead and it's a bit like a sweet shop and you're thinking, well, what could I do next?
At the end of each play, that's enough, no more. But more come.
Yeah. Okay. So we should... Oh, by the way, we've got to say a special hello to someone, haven't we? I believe we have a listener in Greece.
I hope so. I have my co-producer. We've put on a lot of good productions at Trinity Theatre. We've done Wind in the Willows, Scrooge, the Panto, The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe. Fantastic that was. My soulmate in productions was Becky, and I'll get her surname wrong.
Guacamoles. Becky. Like sorry if we've messed it up. Yeah.
My love.
Hello, Becky. I hope you're enjoying the sunshine in Greece. Is it sunny in Greece, I wonder?
Possibly not.
They've had lots of earthquakes and all sorts, haven't
masses.
They? Oh, well, sending our love to you then, Becky. Thanks for tuning in. It just shows the global reach of Vectis Radio, doesn't
indeed,
it?
Indeed.
Yeah, absolutely. But let's get back to what's coming up, because you are directing a play called Bad Blood.
Bad Blood.
Ooh, it sounds a bit scary. Can you tell us about it?
Well, when I first read Bad Blood, and I read lots of scripts, I read them not only for myself, but for other people, it kept me in suspense right until the end. Many, many plays, you get to the end of Act One and, oh, I know, he did it.
Yeah.
but not this one. There were so many twists and turns. And I hope the audience are kept in suspense right up until the end.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a very interesting production, totally different from any others, because there are quite a lot of technical issues in it. And the production crew have overcome these, and that's taken quite a lot of working out. I really don't know what to say about the story because
it would give it away. Yeah.
I will only say that I have a superb cast who are enthusiastic to the very bitter end. You couldn't ask for better people. And I just hope people come along and enjoy the show.
Okay, tell us when it is and how people can get tickets then, Dinah.
Right, well, Trinity Theatre, which has its own website, or Chaods, C-A-O-D-S.
Oh, that's chaods.org.uk. Yeah. You can book online there, can't you?
You can book online. You choose your seats and everything, it shows you all. Facebook, I understand, is very active on it as well.
Yeah.
And on the banners and posters that are around, there is a phone number as well.
Okay. But it's March the 21st to the 23rd.
It is the 21st to the 23rd. That's a Thursday, Friday and Saturday, all at 7:30 in the evening.
Yeah.
And again on the 28th, 29th and 30th, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, again at 7:30.
Okay. So if you want tickets, everyone, go to www.chaods.org.uk and you can book online, pick your seat and job's a good one. Yeah.
And I have just heard that it is sunny in Greece and they are still having earthquakes.
Oh, no.
And everything's okay, but she's missing the theatre dreadfully.
Oh, hard luck. Well, you'll have to come back, Becky, just to watch Bad Blood, won't you? Yeah. Thanks so much for coming in, Dinah. It's lovely to talk to you. And we're all looking forward to Bad Blood. And we'll maybe chat to you again sometime soon about your next production. Because I just see that glint in your eye. I know there's going to be one.
Well, thank you very much, Kevin, for asking me in and having a chance to promote Bad Blood.
Yeah, thanks, Dinah.
It is something that you should not miss. And there are things that I believe have not been seen on a stage on the island before.
Oh, fantastic.
So,
yeah. That was a shameless plug if ever I heard it. Thanks, Dinah.
Okay, thank you.